Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 11 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. First off, I'd like to thank those of you who have written in and let me know that you're out there and what you think about Camera Position, what you like, what you don't like. I'd love to hear from more of you, so drop me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com and let me know what you're thinking. For today's podcast, what I'd like to do is spend a few minutes talking about another one of my favorite photographs from the history of the medium, a photograph by Edward Weston, Pepper Number 30, a photograph created by Weston in 1930. It is a prime example of Weston's sculptural style of photography. Certainly Weston's primary motivation, I think, in photography was the sensual, sculptural quality of objects in the world. And this photograph, I think, is certainly one of the best examples of that idea of a photograph that conveys the sense of roundness, the sense of touch, the sense of sensuality of a subject. So here we have this pepper, which Weston has placed inside of a funnel, a metal funnel, and has lit in a very soft, soft way with folds of the pepper really resembling in many ways the human figure. There is a real quality of fleshiness to this image, and I think a lot of that comes from the quality of light, but an awful lot of it also comes from how Weston has positioned the pepper and the sort of relationship that we might make with ideas about the human figure, the human body. But what I really wanted to talk about today is the idea that this image is titled Pepper Number 30. And the whole idea, I think, of that title is something that I've long thought to be fairly significant. And the idea here is that when we make photographs, I think we often think that perhaps the photograph we make is the best thing that we've made. But here's Weston saying that it took him 29 tries to get to this image, Pepper Number 30, which is the one that he's chosen to present as a finished image. Yes, there are other pepper images by Edward Weston, but certainly none of them as well known as Pepper Number 30. And so I've always thought about the idea that Pepper Number 30 represents a place in time in terms of Weston's struggle to make a photograph of something that he knew had photographic potential. He knew had that sensual sculptural quality that he was interested in pursuing, and yet it took him 29 tries to get to the 30th pepper, where we then have this incredible experience of experiencing that pepper all at once. So I guess the lesson here is that if at first you don't succeed, try again. But the idea that everything that we make has value, I think is something that is worth paying attention to here. I don't think everything that photographers do, just like everything else that we do in our lives, has value. But there is value in the trying. There is value in the working toward the final product. And certainly Weston needed those 29 previous peppers in order to get to this pepper that reduces the essence of this plain and simple vegetable into something so sensual and so beautiful. So that whole notion of practicing, that whole notion of really playing the photographic scales, if you wanted to make a musical analogy, is worth contemplating and worth thinking about, and certainly worth applying as you make your own photographs. Certainly something that I think about when I make photographs is that not everyone's going to be a hit it out of the park winner, but certainly all of the efforts that lead up to the photographs that work are valid and valuable. I think also it would be remiss if I did not discuss the image that is often used as a kind of companion piece to Pepper Number 30, and that is Head Down Nude, 1936, by Edward Weston, a photograph that in many ways sort of mirrors the sensual qualities of Pepper Number 30. Many of the forms in the image are very similar. The shapes are similar. One of the things that I've always found intriguing is that this nude female figure is, in my mind, somewhat less sensual than Pepper Number 30 in terms of a feeling of sexuality and sensuality in an image. Again, light is used as an element that helps create a sculptural quality to the photograph. There is a real sense that the light is such an important factor here. I don't know whether it'll come across in terms of the way the image comes across in the podcast here, but the thing that's always astonished me about the photograph in terms of the quality of light is the way in which the light occurs in that shadowed section of the image in the upper left corner, the shadowed section of shoulder that gives just the hint, the barest hint of where that shoulder is in space. And also how important the background is in both of these photographs, Pepper Number 30 and Head Down Nude, and the idea that the background really contributes to our feeling of the sensual quality, the sculptural three-dimensional qualities of these images. So that's it for camera position number 11, talking about form, talking about shape, but more importantly, talking about the idea of continuing to try. Keep working on the idea that you have in your head to begin with, and over time, you will learn enough about what it is that you're doing to eventually produce the image that you have in your mind's eye. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you tune in again to the next episode of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography.